Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Come with me, Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Friday. I'm feeling that vibe. Good vibes and variety at Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Here to entertain you on a fine Friday that
it's
might
go. Friday,
Bob running the sound effects from Studio 10. Are we 10 or is she 10?
We're 9.
Okay.
She's 10.
Phew. Thank goodness someone's keeping track of that. Oh, there it is. It says it right there, Sarah. Studio 9 live. Okay. Hi. La Garza Summer Camp is bringing us this portion
Woo!
Of the program.
You're going to love it.
La Garza Summer Camp has got it all. 30 locations across the Bay Area, a variety of programs from sports to STEAM with flexible scheduling, epic fun for kids, and peace of mind for parents, which is what you're looking for. My kids are happy all summer long. Yay! Head to LaGarzaSports.org and use the code ALICE for $50 off today.
You're going to want the help.
Yeah.
You know you're going to need it. Make plans now.
It is true. Summer sneaks up on you fast. What are you, a month into spring? Incredible.
Yeah.
2 months. 2 months till the longest day of the year. This weekend, in movie theaters, for those of you who go to those, and for the rest of us who wait for things to stream at our houses, I have some of that as well. So this is what's happening this weekend. The Accountant 2. And by the way, every one of these things, I put the trailer up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Ben Affleck returns as the accountant, an autistic savant who audits the books of the most dangerous criminals in the world. After his former contact at the Treasury Department, J.K. Simmons, is assassinated, he teams up with his brother, John Bernthal, that's the Punisher, and Shane from The Walking Dead, and I think he's the brother Michael on The Bear. I think his name is Michael. And he's hot. Love that guy. He teams up with his brother and an agent to solve the murder of his Treasury Department contact. So it sounds like a caper.
He's in The Bear too, huh?
Yeah, he plays the dead brother.
Oh,
not a spoiler.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Got it.
Mm.
I was thinking of the guy he's always fighting with, but that's not.
Oh, no. Richie.
Right.
Yeah. Richie's the greatest character on that show, actually. In the end, it turns out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
His arc is good. Although I will say, I think it was season 3 was such an incredible letdown. I mean, it has some moments, but it's just like, could we please further the story and not have like extended periods of some lady in labor? Although good job, Jamie Lee Curtis. You were great in that scene. The acting was fine. Let's move the story along. There's a movie, by the way, that's rated, I believe that The Accountant 2 is rated R. This is also a rated R movie. It's called Until Dawn. It is a survival horror movie based on a video game from 2015. It's a woman who's searching for her missing sister and gets trapped in a time loop with her friends where they're all murdered over and over again And the only way to survive is to make it until dawn before they reach their 13th death.
A time loop.
Some kind of time loop. You got to buy in. That's the suspension of disbelief.
There's a lot going on there.
There is. And no stars, by the way, unless there are, and I just don't know the names Ella Rubin and Maya Mitchell. I don't know them. Sorry.
That's in movie theaters.
It is in theaters. It's called Until Dawn. It's rated R. And, man, this whole, like, shows and movies based on popular video games, maybe they have a built-in audience of some kind.
Well, video games are not anything I would be able to comment on, but right. I do realize that they're big business and people love them.
Yep.
And I mean, we were just talking about it yesterday or this week, Roblox, how big that is. Yeah. Minecraft, the movie has become what? The biggest video game movie in the history of the world.
Right. And even like throwbacks like Mario. I mean, that continues to be a thing that people make movies of and people go, yeah, I'll go to that.
Mm-hmm.
The Last of Us is based on a video game and that's a huge show on, I think that's an HBO show. Fallout, which I think might be a Netflix show. It's on one of the big ones, and that has Walton Goggins in it. He plays, he's like a ghoul.
Yeah.
But it has this chick, Purnell. She's the biggest eye you've ever seen. And Fallout is such a cool show. There's, I think, only one season of it right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's on Prime.
Oh, it's on Prime.
But video games, we did talk about this in our meeting yesterday. There's now advertising opportunities for people to get their stuff in video games.
Yes.
There's music.
They do, right, actual live concerts. Right.
Well, but also that, you know, some band gets their song in a video game.
Oh, it can be huge.
They're made.
Yep.
All of a sudden, those kids go, this is the song from?
Yep. Halo.
Whatever. Right. Exactly right.
And actually, Halo was also pretty successful, had a couple seasons. Mm-hmm. We, you know, John and I liked it, but they changed Cortana in the second season. I don't like it after that. I was like, I need the old Cortana, one of the cute Cortana. Anyway, Until Dawn, rated R. It's a survival movie, horror movie based on the 2015 video game. There's something, this sounds like my kind of movie. It's called The Legend of Ochi. It's rated PG. It's a modern fairy tale about creatures on a remote island that are hunted and feared by the local villagers. But when a girl named Yuri finds an injured baby Ochi, she keeps it hidden and sets off to return her new friend to its family. Finn Wolfhard is in this.
Oh, okay.
That's the kid from Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
And he plays her best friend. And Willem Dafoe is in it. And he plays her disapproving dad. And I looked at the trailer for that. It looks very cute. It's in theaters this weekend. It's called The Legend of Ochi.
All right.
There's also something called, this is in limited release. Man, Jack Quaid is everywhere. Jack Quaid is Huey from The Boys.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Last weekend, he was in a movie called The Companion, which John and I watched.
And?
It's good. You know, it's a kind of an AI robot horror sex toy story. It was fun. We enjoyed it.
AI horror
It's about a girl, and it's one of the girls from...
Woman.
Yellow Jacket. She's very young.
Oh, so, okay. So, sorry.
But yes, she is a woman. Woman. She's one of the girls from Yellow Jackets. And she, do you know her name or something? I see that you look.
Sophie Thatcher.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. So.
Oh, did you look that up just now?
I think she
or
knew
you
it.
Knew it.
No, I looked it up.
Oh.
You're doing
anyway,
great.
Anyway, you are doing great.
You're doing great.
She's good in that. She plays it's a sex doll. That is a full-on droid lady that you bring with you and people can't tell that
unless she's just your depository?
Yes. So, of course, you don't know this until you're a little ways in. And he's all like, whatever her name is. I think it might be Iris or something. He's like, Iris, go to sleep. And she just goes to sleep. It's like, enough out of you, lady.
Iris, do this. And she does it.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
But she appears to be human.
She does. But she's in love with you. Like, there's a whole thing where, according to her, the programming is intricate on these
units.
But
couldn't you say to, what's her name again?
I think Iris.
Iris, play a little harder to get.
Maybe you could. Maybe. He's not trying to.
Make it fun for me.
Yeah. Oh, no, she's making it fun.
Oh, okay.
And that girl can go all night. I mean, she's a robot. So, you know, a robot who doesn't look like a robot.
Nobody in there, you know.
Anyway.
Of a certain age is going to want to go all night.
He's young. You
know. We're done here.
That is called Companion, and that, I believe, we just streamed that somewhere. I don't know where that's streaming. Maybe it's a Netflix thing. I have no idea. But he's got a new movie out, and Jack Quaid is just everywhere these days. This one is called Neighborhood Watch. Jack Quaid, Dennis Quaid, and is he Meg Ryan's?
He was...
Kid?
He was, I don't know if Meg Ryan is the mom.
I think
mom,
that
but
she might be the mom.
They were together for a long time.
Yeah.
She... very famously blew up her marriage to Dennis with Russell Crowe.
Yes. But I do think that he's...
It is. It's Meg Ryan.
Oh. And I think it's their only kid that they had together.
Oh, okay.
So Huey from The Boys is Meg Ryan's kid. But his last name's Quaid, so everyone gives, you know, Dennis all the credit. So Jack Quaid plays a guy with a history of mental illness who thinks he witnesses a woman being kidnapped, but when the police refuse to believe him, he turns to his neighbor, played by Negan from The Walking Dead, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, to help him find her. And again, I watched Companion last week and I really liked it. On your TV, well, if you like watching men be evaluated and selected for service, the draft is on all weekend long. There's something called Havoc today on Netflix. It's a Tom Hardy action thriller. He's a jaded cop fighting his way through the criminal underworld to save Forrest Whitaker's son after the kid's suspected of setting off a drug war. That trailer's up at the Ceremony Facebook page. All these trailers are up there. The streaming premiere of Baby Girl, starring Nicole Kidman as a CEO who puts her career at risk to have an affair with a young intern who dominates. This is the thing with the milk, the drinking of the milk. She drinks the milk. That is now, if you are on Max, whatever that is, you can watch it there. I think that's what we'll probably watch this weekend. I've been dying to watch that. They say it's super sexy. She was saying she had to have so many on-screen orgasms that she was like getting pissed off about it. Like, how many O faces can I make? There you go. More stuff about the draft.
Gig.
Yeah. Sure. It pays well. And then there's a show on CNN that is, debuting. It's called My Happy Place and it stars.
Did you say CNN?
CNN. Yeah. CNN has a lot of, that's where like, Anthony Bourdain's show used to be or.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I never saw his show and I know there were, he was in particular had. Like crazy fans.
Oh
they
yeah! Oh my God! Anthony
guy.
Bourdain is. I'm not sure if he was on CNN, but they do programming that is sort of like a CNN produced thing. And this one is, it features stars who are taking you to their happy place. Like who's the guy from The Roots? He was saying one of his things was if he has any time off, he goes to Austin.
The guy from The Roots.
Yeah, the main guy from
Questlove.
Questlove, thank you. At least it looked like him.
Okay.
So, there were a whole list of people, and it starts with Alan Cumming, who hosts the Traitors in Scotland. His happy place is the Scottish Highlands, and it shows him walking through the. So the trailer's up, and if you're interested, there's stars and their happy places. It's on CNN.
Where's your happy place?
My backyard. Thank you, creativeenergy.com. It's time to play a game.
Okay.
Oh. Turn it way down. Go to like, yeah. Yes, there we go. YouTube turned 20 this week, so it's time to play a game.
Can you believe
that?
Like we were talking earlier that Facebook, its entire arc, making Zuckerberg $185 billion is only 20-something years old. And now here's YouTube.
YouTube.
Same thing.
Turned 20 on Wednesday.
Wow.
So here we go. This is going to be most viewed on YouTube. Fast or fiction. Fact or fiction. Or fast or fiction. Doesn't matter. Okay. Bob, Vinny, ready to go?
Yep.
The first question is multiple choice. What is currently the most viewed video on YouTube? Is it Despacito, Luis Fonsi featuring Daddy Yankee? Is it Baby Shark Dance by Pink Fong? Baby Shark. Is it Ed Sheeran, Shape of You, or Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk? What is currently the most viewed video on YouTube? Despacito, Baby Shark, Shape of You or Uptown Funk?
Baby Shark.
I will, as a point of difference, say Despacito.
It is Baby Shark. You guys are now tied 1-1. You had a carryover point from earlier today.
The thing about the Baby Shark is that kids will watch stuff over and over, like on repeat.
They will watch it 14 billion times.
Yeah, like over and over and over on repeat until you can't, until you say no.
Mm. 14 billion views on YouTube.
I want the free time. Go on.
Are those other ones close?
They're all in the top 10 of videos. So the story that sort of kicked me off to do this morning was that the top 10 most viewed music videos, Baby Shark does not count in this. These right. are bands. And the number one is Despacito with 8.7, which is it's a little more than half. But it's still 8.7 billion views compared to Baby Shark, which is my kid watches that every single day 1 billion times.
Right.
Ed Sheeran is, and Sheeran actually has two. You know what? Maybe that's one of my questions. No.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it isn't now. Maybe I'm not going to do it now. All right. Nope, there it is. I'm not going to do it. Gangnam Style is still in the top 10 most viewed videos. True or false? Gangnam Style. Open Garden Style.
That's true.
In the top 10 most viewed videos.
Ugh. No.
It's not true. It was the first to hit a billion, but it is not in the top 10 most viewed
Dropped
videos.
Out now, huh? Yeah. Oh,
it's buried under sharks.
I feel bad for Psy.
I'm going to skip that one.
What are you doing?
I have to skip it. A Russian cartoon called Masha and the Bear has a video with more views than Adele's Hello. True or false? Hello? A Russian cartoon called Masha and the Bear has a video with more views than Adele's Hello.
I've never seen either, but I will say yes, true.
Agreed.
It is true. It's true. Isn't Hello the one with the flip phone?
Hello?
She got the flip phone and she's looking real pretty.
I haven't seen either.
Hello?
As I said.
Which of these music videos has never reached the billion mark? Miley Cyrus's Wrecking Ball, Lady Gaga's Bad Romance, Katy Perry's Roar, or Justin Bieber's Sorry. Which of them has not reached the 1 billion view mark?
Oh, this is so frustrating.
Can you say them again?
Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus, Bad Romance by Lady Gaga, Roar by Katy Perry, or Sorry by Justin Bieber. Which of them, all of them have, except for one?
Katy Perry.
You're going Katy Perry.
You know, I was thinking the same thing. Like, as her hits go, I wouldn't call Roar one of her biggest, but it was at a time when she was probably untouchable as a pop star. She's since, you know, not, she's quite touchable these days, mm-hmm. or however you would, never mind. I'm going to say it's Bieber.
You say it's Bieber?
Yeah.
And you're saying it's Katy Perry? It's Bad Romance by Lady Gaga, which is astounding.
Wow, okay.
All right, and here's your final question, you guys. YouTube's very first video was called Meet Me at the Zoo. True or false?
Yes.
True.
It is true, and by a score 4-3, that's Bob, my friends. Are you able to play the Bob victory song or no? Bob won.
Yeah, Bob's good.
Yeah.
Bob see won. Her... Bob. Oh, she found it.
Yeah, right.
You see her looking stuff up while you were talking?
I know. It's great. Really, it's, she's like, really oh fits God, right in. She's a keeper. She is a
Way
keeper.
Way to go, Bob.
YouTube turned 20 years old on Wednesday. That was where the game came from. The 19-second clip co-founder, is his name Jawed or Jawed? J-A-W-E-D? Maybe that's a misprint.
Yes.
Oh, Jawed Kareem at the San Diego Zoo. So in recognition of that milestone, these are the top 10 most viewed music videos. Number one is Despacito. Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth, See You Again. That is number two.
Okay.
6.65 billion views.
Wasn't that a big, it was tied to a movie.
Fast and Furious, one of those, yeah.
Yeah, the car movies.
One of those yep. ones. In fact, wasn't it right after the guy died?
Yes, that's why, I mean, it's very...
Can't think of his
meaningful.
Name. To many people, they loved it. That's a beautiful song.
Paul Walker.
Yeah. Right. His daughter was Meadow Walker. Shape of You, Ed Sheeran, is number three on this list. Hold on here. I think I have to give you guys each a point for Gangnam Style. That does have 5.5 billion views. Hold on a second. Let me see. Gangnam Style's told, I don't know. Sorry, but that's, you know what? You got to check your AI, people.
Your games are bunk.
They are bunk. I'm first to admit it. I'm going with made up on the fly. I did not check that. Okay. And then I want to end with this. Season 50 is underway at SNL, which is huge. I mean, we were all little kids when that started. And some of us weren't even born for 20 years after that. The next 3 weeks that are live, it's a repeat, I believe, this weekend. But on May 3rd, Abbott Elementary creator and star Kinta Brunson is hosting. Musical guest Benson Boone. Walton Goggins, who's hosting for the first time, is on May 10th. And the musical guest is Arcade Fire. And Scarlett Johansson making her 7th appearance as host and wife of Colin Jost. Scarlett Jost Hansen. She is going to be hosting on May 17th. And Bad Bunny is the musical guest. And that will be the season finale.
Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny. All right, Vince, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, so much stuff, including, a prom dress story that you're going to love after these.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show coming up at 8.05. We've got your shot at winning Lady Gaga tickets before you can buy them.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Zoo. Visit San Francisco Zoo and Gardens throughout the month of April as they celebrate Earth Day. Please take action to protect our planet. Join them on April 26th and 27th for Earth Fest.
Sweet.
The San Francisco Zoo and Gardens. Okay, rain possible today, most likely this evening, and on Saturday. And that could be the last of it. Not forever, but you know.
Right.
Summer's coming. You can feel it, right?
Yes.
I mean, it doesn't look like
I can feel it earlier
right
this week. Yeah,
you
know, not so much.
But it's right around the corner. It's coming. The daylight into the evening hours. Oof. NFL draft round two continues today. The Warriors series is tied and they play Saturday evening at 5:30. So there's that. Go Warriors.
Warriors.
The prom dress story is this.
Oh.
You went to prom, right?
I did.
And what was the prom dress scenario for you? Did you, was it a hand-me-down? Did your mom make it for you? Did you go to the store? Did you go to Judy's at the mall and pick, why are you giggling?
That's cute. Judy's at the mall.
Did you go to Judy's at the mall and get a, you know, whatever the hot new thing?
I don't really remember getting it. I remember, all right. I should say I don't really remember where I got it from, but it was definitely from a mall store. And it was a...
What color did you go with?
Well, weirdly enough, I think I went to three proms.
Three?
Yeah, I went as a...
Your stories of being not popular and having all these weird things, bad weird things happen to you. There you are at three proms.
Well, I went to the boyfriend that I had for 2 years in school.
Barolini.
Nope, that's a guy I lost my virginity to.
Oh, this sorry.
Mike Riddell. I went to a prom. I went to his junior prom, and then I went to my junior and my senior prom. So I believe I had a different, the only dress I can really remember was dusty rose colored.
Get out of here.
No, I kid you not. Yeah. It was like a, It was like, I had a halter thing, kind of like almost like a string from between your boobs up around your neck. And then it had like a bra thing there. So it was held up by this thing that was in the middle.
I can't imagine.
And then just length, floor length.
Oh, All right. An 18-year-old girl named Victoria Hoffman. By the way, proms, they stagger this stuff just like spring break. Proms are still happening.
Mm.
I just saw our Violet, you know, McCutcheon.
Yes, yeah.
Who we're all big fans of because she's like the best of all the kids that we have.
In the neighborhood.
Just kidding to my kids, but.
She's a good one.
Anyway, she just got asked by her boyfriend, and I just saw the post. The boy, he was outside, and he put little tea, I think he used tea candles, and spelled out prom question mark. And then she came out and saw the question, and then, you know,
that's so cute.
He's her boyfriend, so I was, you know, it's a
still
lock.
A promposal.
Yeah, but he did that, and they got the post from it, and that was very cute. And I was like, oh, God, she's totally grown up now.
Sheesh.
An 18-year-old girl named Victoria Hoffman asked social media for feedback on her prom dress. She showed it off on TikTok and said, please tell me if this dress is a good prom dress. It's all I have, and it's all I can afford.
Oh.
People didn't just give Victoria a vote of confidence. They also sent her a ton of money.
Is that something you can do?
She says she's got enough to cover prom, graduation, and maybe even pay for her EMT training.
Well, they just... Is there like an option to send money to people on that?
Know.
I don't understand.
I don't know if someone started a GoFundMe for her or if
must
this is just
like that,
a
right?
way that, you know, I'm
maybe
not on TikTok.
Maybe she put her Venmo in there.
Maybe. She says, I'm beyond grateful and can't thank you all enough. And so there she is, someone who just, and I think that is where people get touched. You're not asking for money. You're just hoping you're good right. enough to get through a big event in life. And people
are like, you know
turn
what?
Up for
I'm
that.
Gonna, that will help you with this.
I just watched a video. I looked for the story. I couldn't find it. But there's a video of a 7-year-old girl who had cancer, fought it and beat it.
Yeah.
Still with no hair, though. Mm. Shows back up to school. This is elementary school, 7-year-old. And every student in that school lines the halls and they just give her a round of applause. Heroes welcome. And she walks this gauntlet and I'm like, gulp. Oh, my God.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
Oh my. And just the bravery and the strength and all the kids.
The support and love.
And the support and the love. All of it just had me gulping in the, oh, my gosh.
Well,
little,
that's when social media is awesome.
It is. A little teeny thing with little pencil arms, little pencil legs, and her poor head is still shaved, but gets the hero's welcome. Awesome.
That's very nice.
Yep. Very, very nice. You have any plans for this weekend?
Yes.
Celebrate Independent Bookstore Day on Saturday. Oh. Each year, the American Booksellers Association runs an event. And 1,600 bookstores across the country are participating this year with many special events all weekend long. We've got a local independent bookstore that we go to all the time in Santa Cruz. And so I think I'll make a trip this Saturday.
Nice.
Go buy something for the little rascals.
They do love a book.
Yep. Okay. This comes up quite a bit. It's come up quite a bit on the show in a couple different ways. Sarah and I have talked about if someone is breaking up with you.
Yes.
Do you ask why?
Yes.
And I say and have said forever, no.
Yeah.
Why am I asking that? You're dumping me.
Because we're having a conversation where you just told me that you don't want to be together anymore. Maybe there's something I could work on for the future. Is it my breath? Should I just go down the list of all the things that could be the reason?
And I feel like here's a person who's utterly rejecting you mm-hmm. and you are going to lay before them and
say, maybe
there's
something I can do.
No,
into you.
Let me finish.
I don't want to let you finish.
Here's a person utterly rejecting you, telling you, no, I don't want to date you anymore. They're not saying, can you please chew some gum before you come in for a kiss? Mm. They're saying, I want to break up. Goodbye. And what do you do? You lay before them and say, cut me. Go on, just cut me deep. Go on. Tell me all the reasons why I'm not dateable.
I'm just trying to understand. I'm trying to understand what's going on here. I thought we were fine. That date we were on last Saturday, that was great. We had a great time on that date. What has changed? Did you meet someone else? Just tell me the truth. What is it? And I actually feel like you've said, we're not a good fit. What about it doesn't fit? I don't like you that much. That would actually work. Then you'd be like, all right. I don't like you that way. You're great. It's not you. It's me. Oh, it's you? Okay, great. I can accept that.
I'm Bob, perfect. You agree that you if you're dumped by someone, you would say to them, please like, tell me why.
Yeah, for sure. I think I've heard friends who feel like they don't understand why they were broken up with. You don't have any closure. And to Sarah's point, if you have something you need to work on, then it's really helpful to get that feedback.
What if they truly suck as a human being and you are putting your heart in their hands to further destroy you?
Well, then the answer might actually offer more clarity. Like if they come out with something and you're thinking in your mind, like, no, I'm not, or whatever. Like if they go, you only ever talk about yourself, and you're thinking in your head, no, that's you. Then you go, oh, they just don't have a good, see, I'm perfect.
What if someone says to you, it's your nipple hair?
Oh, then I'd be like, well, thank you for telling me that. I'm going to go ahead and get that lasered off. Thank you for telling me goodbye. Valid reason. I don't know. I mean, at least I know, but like that turned me off.
And just because they say it doesn't mean you have to believe it, but it's still good to know.
Yeah. You want to know, it's because you're stunned. Someone goes, you know what? You're great. It's hard to say this, but, I want to break up. Okay. Thank you. Now you've got some questions. I'm sorry. What? Wait, what? What happened? What happened since the last time we saw each other? Was I not good in bed the last time we were together when we finally did it?
I realize you might ask someone, or you know, if you're in a long-term relationship and you've been working on this thing for many years, you know, I don't know how many Christmases, and it's...
But
you know,
it's work, but it is the best kind of work.
It's the best kind of work. Yeah. Maybe that's, you know, a scenario where
there
you
might
do
be
need,
some questions.
You need to know because you're...
I'm throwing in the towel. That's all. There's no real reason.
It's here you
a,
are
it's always a reason.
Kids and, you know, assets to split up.
So it's a time,
scenario,
for you, it's a time thing.
Well, I mean, I definitely feel like in that scenario, you might ask. That makes more sense. If you're just dating someone and they're like, nah, I'm going to move on, I would not say, why? I just wouldn't.
Maybe you're just not a glutton for punishment.
If you're dating these
days, I
have
a million questions.
You've probably been ghosted once or twice. It's rough, but a relationship expert just weighed in on what you should and shouldn't do when you're ghosted.
Okay.
Let's start with what you shouldn't do. Don't look for closure, no matter how much you want it. You can send one follow-up text checking in, but if they don't respond, that silence may be all the closure you're going to get.
That actually is valid. If someone has just stopped texting you, if it's been a short time, then you will have to accept that. But if you've been dating for a while and I would be like, I'm coming over. I'm going over there and find out what's going on. I need to know. This is BS. Was the guy hijacked? This is a wellness check.
Was the guy hijacked? What does that even mean?
I need to know. I don't know. Did he choke on something while he was alone in his house? Did some girl come and tie him up? Do we have a misery situation going on here?
Again, you should not, if you've been ghosted, look for closure. Don't look for closure, no matter how much you want it. One follow-up, and I would just take exception to that and say, no follow-up texts. If you've texted someone and they've disappeared off the planet Earth,
yeah, I don't know how you've disconnected from your emotions to the point where you can just leave that. You are. People are just like, oh my God, I thought we were going to go out. And then, like, I don't hear from anything from you. and you and I'm being ghosted and my heart hurts. I have some questions.
Yes, yeah, and you should have a little, you should be you should. More protective of yourself.
Of course we should, but
that's
we're not.
But that's what I'm saying. We're I'm in protecting
pain.
Myself.
I'm in physical
in
pain.
That scenario.
I was in love. Even if I wasn't, I'm just so mad that I'm the one that got broken up with. I need to know. Ghosting me? How dare you?
You don't need to know.
I do need to know. That's the thing. I do need to know.
What you should do now. This is what you should do. Okay. According to a relationship expert. Boy, that word keeps getting me.
Mm. So
be ready
close.
With the dump button. I mean, I'm not trying to.
No, of course you're not. And if you do, then it's just people misspeak all the time.
Gosh. Anyway, this relationship expert has weighed in on what you should do and shouldn't do after you've been ghosted. You shouldn't hit them up. Ask them why. You should. Instead of looking for answers from the person who ghosted you, check in with yourself and reflect on the relationship. Ask yourself things like what you liked about it, what you didn't like about it, what you want in the future, and resist the urge to blame yourself for things going wrong. Mm. It's not you, it's them. And they're just too chickeny chicken.
It might be you though. So I'd go ahead and just like hammer him with like 50 different texts and just come on, please, just tell me. Are you there?
Please don't take relationship advice from the lady that didn't have any relationships and then just grabbed John and said, "You're marrying me." And then he did. And then they've been together for 30 years.
Yeah. And it worked out. So
it has worked out.
Right. So what would I know about a relationship?
What?
Or questions?
About being broken up with is really...
I've been broken up with.
No, you haven't. I mean, you were a kid. That doesn't
count. I was a kid. Still,
nothing
though,
in your adult life. No, you...
There was this guy, Cliff, I was really into, and it bummed me out. He, like, in old-fashioned ways, ghosted me. Like, that was it. I was going to have to go to his house if I was going to find him. And I found him at a club, and he's just like,
Cliff, wait, so you went to a club to find Cliff?
Yeah. Well, we'd seen each other a couple times, and I was down. I'm like, I like this guy.
Who's this Cliff man?
Just some guy.
What do you mean, just some guy?
Some guy I met in Worcester.
You did it?
Places. We did some stuff. I don't think we ever sealed the deal. I don't really remember, though.
So you did.
I don't think so.
You did all the deals.
I actually don't think so.
Really?
Usually when I would do something, then I was done with them. So maybe I just hadn't finished up with him.
Oh.
Yeah.
If you'd done him, you'd have ghosted him, then.
Probably.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I didn't have a chance to ghost him, so I was really mad about it.
Girls are so easy. I mean, impossible is what I really
mean. I knew that was what you meant. I knew had to be irony.
Right. How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact. You know that.
Another fast fact. Fast facts.
I love those.
98% of the atoms that currently make up your body are different than the atoms that made you up last year. So technically, you're almost an entirely different person now than you were a year ago.
You know,
I don't.
Based on that, you would think that we'd never age.
Yeah.
And you would also think that once you killed a brain cell or two, that you'd get those back.
Good point.
Doesn't work like that, though, it turns out. We're getting older and dumber. You're welcome. Enjoy.
Older and dumber every day.
The manager of a Sonic gave weed gummies to an underage coworker.
Oh, no. On purpose?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's people that work together.
Oh, like was sharing his weed gummies. Like, wasn't like he slipped them like, here's a pack of gummy bears. Don't read the label.
A grown woman in Oklahoma named Darlene Durham. Was arrested after she gave a 16-year-old female coworker a marijuana edible. Mm. They both work at Sonic. Darlene's the girl's manager, and she says she only gave the girl an edible because she asked for it. I do think that at that age, there are the older grown-ups who want to be friends with people.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly had, there were people who would buy us beer, and we, you know.
Sure.
Thank you so much. You're the best.
They're like, you know what? The kids think I'm cool. And I was a kid once, and I was cool, and I'm going to keep being cool by getting the kids drunk and high.
Darlene gave the edible to the young lady. The girl didn't just get high. She got sick.
Oh, no.
That she happens. Vomited and was even unresponsive.
Oh, God!
Someone called 911, and they came and brought the girl out of it.
Oh. Oh boy.
She'll be okay. It sounds like Darlene gave her only one, but I think those come in different dose levels. So yeah. Who knows what she was given. I know, like, I have a friend, he's just not around anymore, but I used to see him out surfing all the time. And he would get so, he's just a guy who liked the doobie weed, but he's all the new pot, like one hit and I'm hallucinating. This is the guy who almost walked into a car and got hit by a car. And I was like, dude, and he stops and turns around and the car goes, phew! And I was like, what are you doing?
Oh my God.
And he was just in complete outer space walking across the highway.
What? What do you want?
Thanks, bro. I think you just saved my life. I was like,
you want a gummy?
You were about to be plowed, mowed down by a car. Mm. And I still can't figure out why the driver didn't go, this guy's not stopping.
Yeah, maybe he was texting or something.
But it was right by the ocean, and he might have just been looking at the ocean. Like, that's yes. Over the coast, you're often.
People
you're
like, are like, it's so beautiful.
What a view.
Poof.
Right. Anyway, Darlene's been arrested for contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Oh, that's bad.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 says, I was ghosted by an ex after 4 years.
Ghosted.
I ended up calling the cops because I thought he got injured on a hike.
Right. That's the thing. If you've been with someone for a long time and everything seems to be going swell, and then all of a sudden they're nowhere to be found, you're like, wellness check time.
I met my husband 3 months later, so everything worked out.
Oh, that's good. Did you wind up finding the guy? And like, well, then what happened? Was he like, chew gum before you come see me? You know that.
Whatever. I don't know.
Whatever the little thing
707
was.
707 says, don't ghost people. Just say you're not interested anymore and then ignore them. Don't leave people hanging.
Even that, as harsh as it might be, is better than just ghosting someone. If you want to break up, just say so.
408 says, I'm coming over and I'm going to give him this letter so he'll know my true feelings. Ha, 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 ha. You wish, 415.
What's going on with 415?
They said, I got ghosted because my is too big. Aha. Uh-huh.
It's possible.
Nobody ghosts a giant.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
You're right, they don't. They go to the emergency room and go, don't, just get out of here. You did this to me.
That never happened to you, you lying liar.
Yeah, because the bigger it is, the worse it is. Because you will suffer brain death when all the blood goes to it. And so it's hard to keep that thing alive.
I don't even know what you're talking about
you
anymore.
Do. No, you know
I don't.
I'm telling you, the biggest one I ever saw could not, he would like start to pass out. I'm done talking about it.
No, you're not.
No, I
clearly
am done.
You
totally
aren't.
Done. I'm just laughing in my mind about it. I can still picture it. Like, that seems useless.
510 says, Vinny, in your mind, you know the reason. You got closure. The other person is left wondering.
Yeah.
I'm defending something here that I don't do.
Yeah.
I've been very frank and upfront with the people I've hung out with.
And
so
when they ask you why, you will say, here's why.
Right.
So I don't understand why you'd be so like bummed at someone for asking.
What I'm saying is I would never ask someone. If someone breaks up with me, I would say, thanks, it's been fun. Have a good one.
Yeah, sure. But, really? If you came home and your wife was just like, oh, your stuff's out front. Get out of here. Off you go.
First of all.
You'd have no questions about that?
First of all.
Yes.
She's dealt with me for 16 years.
Yeah, and that she may be reaching her breaking point.
And that would be my conclusion. Well, she held on for as long as she could.
Really? So
I can't
be no
blame
point.
Her.
You wouldn't be like, why today of all days?
I already said to you, if you're in a long-term relationship, I do think there's something to that. Mm-hmm. You may owe that person a conversation. If you've been on 3 dates and nothing's happened, that's the Brazilian lady. We were on a couple dates. We made out and I think I honked her boob. And then she shows up with a kid on her hip at my front door.
It's only getting easier to be kind. And here's how it works. if you don't want to see anybody anymore and they write you and go, oh, are you ghosting me? Have AI craft a thing, cut it, paste it, and block their number. The end. You've responded in some kind of kind AI way. Your problem is solved. Go on with your life. But I don't know. I hate the whole ghosting thing because it just feels, it feels very cold to me.
Well, it is cold.
Yeah. So don't be cold. Don't be a jerk. Just say why.
I'm with Vinny. They want to break up. End a conversation. I don't need to know. I'm a woman. San Mateo. Woman. Happy Friday.
Said someone who's never been broken up with. You must be totally hot, San Mateo.
Oh, because hot people never get broken up with. Right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Screen time and disappointment.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.